Welcome to the Ecom 80/20 podcast, the show for brands looking to compete and win at selling online by building better customer relationships. Hosted by Isaac Hyman and Yaakov Rosenberg, co-founders of Highflyer Digital and marketing experts for 7-, 8-, and 9-figure brands, we'll reveal, discuss, and demystify the secret strategies that the top 1% use to acquire, convert, and retain customers better. Our mission is to help level the playing field and help you build more profitable, predictable, and scalable revenue streams for your business. Let's get started.
Hey, Isaac, welcome to you and to everyone who's joining us on this really awesome kickoff podcast. We're super excited to be here and can't wait to bring you the best content we got about e-commerce businesses, how to grow them, and the top secret 1%. So, yeah, I'm excited Isaac, about it. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, what your experiences is, your background, and why we should be listening to you as an e-com expert?
That's a great question. Not many people listen to me, so I just kind of like, you know, my wife doesn't listen to me, my kids don't listen to me. So, but I'm glad to be here to talk a little bit about e-commerce because the e-commerce brands are the ones who should be listening to us. First off, do you want to just maybe talk about the, you know, why it's called the Ecom 80/20 podcast? Do you want to jump into that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Clarify that. Perfect. So I think, right, we all know, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing this for a long time. We've all just seen that, you know, it's the 80/20 rule. That's what everything's based around, the Pareto principle, where 80% of your revenue comes from 20% of your customers. 80% of your results come from 20% of your work, right? I think we see that. You probably, I mean, you're managing a team all the time. You know exactly what that's like, you know? So, and just, I think with pretty much with e-commerce brands, they're just really focused on driving a lot of one-time customers all the time. And they're not focused on growing them, yet majority of the revenue comes from growing them. So that's 80/20. So that's the, you know, the more you focus on your best customers, the more they'll grow in revenue, the more they'll be profitable, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I think we'll spend a lot of time over the next little while focusing on ways to grow the existing customers. I think that's really the goal here. You know, everybody can do lead generation. It's easy to get, you know, people into your door, but how do you get those people that are already there? How do you get them into multiple time buyers? And I think that's going to be our goal here, to help these businesses turn those one-time buyers into multiple-time buyers. So, Isaac, where did you get started in e-commerce? Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're up to, what you've been doing, and where you really got your feet wet?
Sure, yeah, definitely. I could go to this. You want me to go to the slide?
Yeah, go to the slide. Go to the videotape.
Got it. Okay, fine. So let me do this one second here. So that's a great question. You know, pretty much I originally started out, I started as a director of email CRM for some of the largest e-commerce brands in the nation. I was lucky enough to really, you know, work with some of the top experts in the field. Some of them are now CEOs at larger companies than where I was at. And they just have grown. They've done such a good job in teaching me how to develop an e-commerce strategy, specifically with email and CRM. So I was blessed to be able to work with some of the top people out there. I've managed multi-million dollar email lists, hundreds of automations, probably a lot of the automations you probably see or you know about. I probably know, you know, surprisingly, probably about 10 times the number of automations that most brands typically do. So that's a really fascinating fact that there's awesome. Everything can be automated, right? I think, you know, anything could be automated these days, right? It's all about connecting them all together and leveraging data and triggers. And so that's really cool to see.
I think most of us want to just automate our life, right? Like if we could, how great would that be?
Right. We could automate our life. Oh man, that'd be fantastic. You know, automate all the daily tasks. And a lot of apps are doing that now. They're just inserting themselves into the customer journey and inserting themselves into, you know.
Well, we don't want the machines to take over just yet. Not just yet. We'll get there, but.
Not yet, judgment day, eventually. Also, I was lucky enough because I've managed a lot of email lists, a lot of brands and e-commerce stores that are really, you know, 10, you know, seven, like I said, 7, 8, 9 figure brands. I was lucky enough to be an award winner for the best email performance at Blue Core Summit, beating out some of the brands like Sephora and Jockey, the kind of brands you definitely know about. I've been a guest speaker at eTail. Luckily, you know, hopefully speaking at eTail in Palm Springs in March. So that's going to be exciting.
Awesome.
Going to be at PostFunnel, spoken speaker at PostFunnel, Blue Core Summit, other industry events. And I've just, you know, I personally have worked with hundreds of brands and e-commerce stores internationally. And in the day, I've done the work. So that's kind of where my background is like, you know, I came from that. That's where my niche was 80-20, right? That 80-20 rule, email, SMS, CRM. That's really where the magic is at. How about you? Why don't you share a little bit about yourself and what your experience is like?
Yeah, so I've been in digital marketing and e-commerce as well as non-e-commerce brands for the last 11 years. Started when I was doing it full-time as like a pet project on the side and really transitioned into a full-time gig when I realized that I could do it well. I love getting into the nitty-gritty. I'm a tech guy and I love the details. So you'll always find me either in the back end of a WooCommerce site or in the front end of a Facebook ad campaign.
Geeking out.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the geek out here. So I recently became certified in Klaviyo because that's where all the digital and e-commerce email marketing goes. If you're not on Klaviyo, you're doing it wrong. So that's that was something that I'm proud of. And I've managed some big Facebook and Google ad accounts, 5-6 figures on returns. And I've been in the tech and marketing space for the last 17 years of my career. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. I love this stuff. So yeah, that's a little bit about me. Go ahead.
Sorry, what's super like amazing about email or SMS or CRM that really attracted you to the space? Why there? If you were in paid ad accounts and you've been on the back end of technology and you've seen the, you know.
My wife will be the first one to tell you that I'm cheap. And if I can avoid spending my clients' money, I'll do it. You know, email is one of those channels, is the only channel pretty much that you own the data, you own your customer, and you could talk to them as many times as you want, as many times as they'll listen to you without spending any money on it. Whereas Google ads and Facebook ads, you have to pay to acquire new leads, pay to acquire new customers. Whereas if you have the email address, you're gold. You already have that data and you have the information. You can use that in so many different ways other than just sending an email. You want to target that email, you want to segment it, you want to automate it, you want to personalize it. All of that is perfect and the best way to talk to your customers.
That's so true. I think it reminds me of the time when I had a case study with this vendor called Persado, where they do this fantastic artificial intelligence subject line testing. You could tie into emotions instead of all this constantly FOMO, right? Fear. You know, everyone's like an urgency, last chance. So like they do a lot of this, achievement subject lines and gratitude subject lines and so many different variations of it that they could scale up and kind of pivot. Anyway, so I did a case study with them. And I think the secret, one of the things that really I kind of realized on the spot while I was doing this case study was that you need to be excellent at connecting with the person behind the email. So a lot of people think of email or SMS also as like the end all, right? But I think what attracted me to this space, and probably you can testify to that too, is that there's a person behind every email. There's a person behind every text message or phone number, right?
Yeah, we're so talking to people, connect with not email accounts. We're talking to people. So somebody's reading the email. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And then most people think of it like ones and zeros and, you know, clicks and opens, but there's an actual human being there in most cases. So that's really what was fascinating about.
Awesome. And yeah, we recently talked to a client about this and his response was that he wants to be the guy who talks to the other person on the other side of the screen. You're not just, you know, giving them a discount, you're not just giving them a coupon. You're having a conversation. You're personalizing this message so that it's as if you're sitting there, you know, talking to the person directly. And that's the way you kill it at email. So Isaac, why did you feel that Highflyer was the way to go? Why did you start Highflyer? Why did we start Highflyer? Who were we trying to target and what were we trying to do with it?
That's a great question, actually. Yeah, and when you think about it, there's a few reasons why we even came up with the name, right? The name comes from pretty much, there's so many different, if you could break down this name a little bit, that you could see different things, right? First, you have the high, right? And not only, but put aside the fact that Highflyer, H-I-G-H, flyer, was already taken, but
yeah,
we'll buy them out in a couple of years.
High is cool. High is high.
Right. But high is exactly it. It's a greeting, right? It's you connect with someone, that's a greeting. I know you're based in Israel, so it's shalom, you know, and but high is the formal greeting, and that's kind of, you know, synonymous with where we are as an agency, is that we're here to connect with a person, right? Build that relationship.
Absolutely.
And then high flyer means essentially that you're constantly kind of elevating your communications, you're elevating your messaging, you're elevating the relationship you have with the customer and growing that. That's kind of that high flyer. You're taking off, you're launching the relationship. That's why you have the paper airplane. But, you know, I think the biggest area where not many brands know and realize is that the funnel concept is not really as relevant for e-commerce, right? We have this ad going now, right, that says the funnel is dead, long live the flywheel. Right, the flywheel is really where I believe, at least we kind of agree on, is that the flywheel is how you achieve marketing. And the flywheel, as you know, is about how do you acquire a customer, how do you convert them and retain them long term, and then how do you get their data and how do you get them to become advocates for you, and then attracting new people, and then
absolutely,
they bring in new ones, and you convert and retain those ones, and so on and so forth. That's the kind of whole flywheel, right?
They don't just drop out of the bottom of that funnel, right? You get people into the top, and then typically you see people just fall out. If they make a purchase, great. If not, you lose them. Whereas a flywheel keeps everything circular and keeps everything going through the system and back, you know, utilizing that data as much as you possibly can. Awesome.
Yeah, through its own momentum, right? You can step away and say, you know, I'm acquiring these many leads. I know I can nurture them into high quality customers that are profitable, and just turn it on, and it just constantly runs. And I think we see that with pretty much a lot of clients, that they turn on, specifically with their automations, they turn on their automations, and then you know, we know for a fact they can go away, go to sleep, go hibernate for half a year, turn off all their ads.
Yeah.
Magically, they'll still make
money,
$20,000 a month. Yeah, make $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month, just from the fact that they have that flywheel emotion. So
awesome. So let's stop there. Let's not give away too much in our first episode. And
I could talk all day about this. You know that.
Yeah, we could talk all day about it. I know you can, for sure.
Yeah.
You love this stuff. We both love this stuff. We're living it, so we have to love it. And we do. So we want to thank everybody for listening. And next time we'll talk about the 6 reasons why email and SMS are critical right now. So thanks again, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm so excited to share more insight. I think we're going to have a great time on this podcast and really give back to the community and to help really e-commerce brands compete to win.
Thanks for listening to the Ecom 8020 podcast. If you enjoyed this show, please make sure to subscribe and follow us on social at Highflyer Digital for daily tips, content, and videos. To put this week's strategy into action and move your brand forward, go to highflyerdigital.com/book and schedule a free 15-minute chat with Isaac and Yaakov. Let's partner together to compete and win at e-commerce. Your brand is worth it. Until next week, this is Isaac and Yaakov wishing you a successful and profitable week.